Last week, the Health Secretary announced that Hounslow and other local authority areas would be added to the new surge areas without making a separate statement and rolling that into his response to the Queen's Speech debate. The Honourable Member for Brentford Niceworth and I at least appreciated a call from his Minister while the Secretary of State was in the Chamber. But we were subsequently shocked to find out that Hounslow Council had not been directly contacted at all about the statement. They had found out about it when phoned by the Evening Standard at lunchtime, ahead of the Health Secretary's statement. The tone of the conversation did not sound like a journalist fishing, but a journalist knew what was coming. And today, Madam Deputy Speaker, Hounslow residents have woken up to see the news that the guidance on the department's website was updated without announcement, causing confusion, and again without communication to the council. One playgroup found out when they went to a hall and set everything up and then had to shut it down after 10 minutes. The council leader has said the current communication from government on our national COVID response is woefully lacking in impacting the council's work to inform and protect local residents. Madam Deputy Speaker, this is despite the minister saying today, at least twice, that communication between health leaders and councils is essential in keeping people safe and tackling the spread of the virus. Madam Deputy Speaker, this is no way to treat our constituents. Could you advise me on how MPs can have a proper chance to ask questions on behalf of their constituencies if the Secretary of State is not bringing statements with significant changes in policy to this House?
Well, I'm grateful to the Honourable Lady for giving me notice of her point of order. And whilst the Chair is not responsible for the content of statements, Mr. Speaker has made it clear that important announcements should be made to the Chamber first. Clearly, it is a matter of judgment as to what constitutes an important announcement, but the Honourable Lady has placed her views on the record, and I am sure that ministers and whips on the Treasury benches will have heard her concerns. As she said, Mr. Speaker did grant an urgent question earlier today where similar points were made, but I think her points will have been added to those, and I'm sure she will be finding other ways as well in order to make her concerns known. Thank you.